You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a collection of recordings from Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling has been digitized and preserved as part of a UW-Madison project. We'll learn about that project and Serling's legacy. First, between now and November's Election Day, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Representative Gwen Moore. She's the Democratic incumbent running for re-election to represent Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District seat, which includes Milwaukee. Representative Moore, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what do you see as the top priority facing your constituents in particular in the 4th District?
I think the top priority for my constituents in the 4th District is to make sure that there is a decent, affordable health care and that we protect the Great Lakes and that we protect entitlements. The story, the lead-in to this program, Rob, I was listening, and we heard Mitch McConnell talk about the $700 billion deficit that occurred after we did this huge tax cut for the wealthiest corporations and for the wealthiest individuals, and he just blamed it on entitlements and said that we've really got to do something with Social Security, Medicare, and so I think that, quote-unquote entitlement reform, protecting that resource not only for this generation but going forward is also an issue for my constituents.
Yeah, let's
health care, entitlements, and protecting our Great Lakes.
Let's jump into that deficit issue you mentioned. What would you do, supposing you're in a majority Democratic House come next year, what would you do when it comes to spending and that deficit?
Well, I'll tell you, I am certainly I'm so excited about getting reelected, and the prospect of being in the majority is really, really thrilling to me. It would be the first time that I'd have an opportunity to really make a serious bid for being on the Ways and Means Committee. And, of course, that's the committee that determines tax policy, Medicare funding, Social Security funding, welfare reform. And those really are at the seat of where the money is and where the fights and struggles over how we're going to go forward and to protect ordinary Americans will occur. For one thing, we have a $1.4 trillion tax cut. And, of course, we're not going to walk in day one and say, oh, let's just repeal that. But there are serious flaws with how it was put together. It certainly favors certain industries like the real estate industry that Donald Trump and his family are engaged in at the expense of everyone else. It certainly, we've already seen, creates great deficits. And inequality is a real core rot at having a democracy and an economy that works for everybody.
You also mentioned health care. There's been some back and forth within your party, the Democratic Party, about the Affordable Care Act versus some kind of a Medicare for All program. What would you look for?
Well, I tell you that our opportunities for saving health care is really going to have an impact on everyone, because even those people who receive health care in the private sector are going to see their premiums grow exponentially. And there are people out there who get their health care through their employers who are now complaining of paying $300, $400, $500 a month for their health care as well. And those premiums are only going to rise. Health care, we're going to have to see it as some kind of utility at some point, where we make sure that we don't create gross health inequalities just based on whether or not people are employed or whether or not people have money. We're going to have to look at how to expand the base of people who are paying for health care. I think the repeal of the individual mandate, has been a great mistake, because healthcare is the kind of commodity that everyone uses at some point or another. And whether they are insured or pay for it or not, the rest of us do pay for it. So we have got to come up with a health something that resembles health care for all, that is affordable for everyone.
Talking to Representative Gwen Moore, Democratic incumbent running for re-election in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Representative Moore, let's talk about immigration a little bit. This has been an issue that keeps coming up for you in the House again and again. What do you want to see come out of this issue in 2019?
Well, I just think it's absolutely nuts that we don't have some sort of comprehensive immigration reform. You know, there are, when we start talking about deficits again, there are all kind of data and studies from our own congressional research services that indicate that we could decrease the deficit by over $1 trillion over the course of a decade just by taking some of these immigrants out of the shadows. You know, many immigrants, especially some who are from Mexico, have a lot of skills in trades, and that would be a great commercial. And in farming, it would be a great addition to our fledgling Social Security fund, for example, to have them paying into to that fund. And we could reduce the deficit. I think that the Dreamers, it's absolutely outrageous that we are holding them hostage when, for all intents and purposes, you know, they're American citizens. They've been here since they were 2 years old, 5 years old. It is and really dangling them around and holding them hostage to partisan politics is shameful. And this is a country of immigrants. You know, as the old adage goes, we may have all come over on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now as Americans.
One possible outcome, there's a lot of different ways things could go, but you could be in a Congress where there's a Democratic House, still a Republican Senate, and, of course, a Republican president. Do you see nightmare gridlock and nothing gets done, or do you see a chance to come to agreements with Republicans where you have to concede some to them, they have to concede to you?
Well, I've been elected to legislative bodies for quite a while, and honestly, I'm a long way away from the days where I thought, boy, I'm just going to go in there and just make 50 laws a day. Sometimes having a check and stopping bad things from happening is a really, really good stewardship. I think the fact that all three branches of government were controlled by Republicans, the U.S. Senate, the House, and the presidency, we saw a tax bill get written literally overnight and passed. And deficits, as far as the eye can see, being expected to come. We have seen a Supreme Court justice sort of just ram through with the president saying, you know, well, it doesn't matter that we have laughed and made fun of an alleged victim. We won. These are the kinds of things that don't happen when you have a check and balance in place. I think there are a lot of things that can really get done with split government. I think Americans have had that before, and it works out well because, you know, everybody wants to get something done, and with split government, you have to talk to each other. And so should that be the case, I'd be happy to be the body that's in the majority in the House to be able to be a check and balance, as well as to offer some really good bipartisan ideas like fixing our infrastructure. We've got a big lead infrastructure problem here in the state of Wisconsin. I want to make sure our Great Lakes Initiative and keeping our water clean here in the Great Lakes can be something that's bipartisan, and to make sure that that healthcare, that we do something to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions, which is everybody I know, quite.
And we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks to Representative Gwen Moore, Democrat representing Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, running for re-election. You can follow all of our Ideas Network candidate interviews at wisconsinvote.org.